Ian Scholz, I've been brooding about Hillary Clinton's gazillion-dollar book deal, for which she will allegedly tell all, even though you know she won't because she's Hillary and will only tell you as much as she thinks you need to hear. Sit down, children, shut up, and pay attention to the bullet points I've outlined on the blackboard. I don't begrudge her the money. Well, who am I kidding? Of course I begrudge her the money, same as I begrudge Newt Gingrich the money for his book deal, or any of these weasels, right or left, who parlay the coin of their fame into gazillion-dollar book deals that result in hardcover books that show up like clockwork on the shelves of Goodwill stores roughly 6 months after they were published. What's the point? Nobody reads these books. People only buy them to have them or to say that they have them. Does anybody actually read these ghost-written, mealy-mouthed pieces of crap? Well, sure, reviewers and critics, but they're paid to do it, aren't they? I could be wrong. Hillary could surprise us all and reveal her husband and herself as the opportunistic, bizarrely codependent cut-rate Macbeths the Republicans believe them to be, but I suspect that Hillary's book will be more about what we need to do to help the children than how she wanted to blow hubby's head off after that whole Monica Lewinsky deal. Now, I'm a liberal, I suppose, and don't hate the Clintons as much as I should, but full disclosure, I must say the two of them really gave me the creeps and don't have much interest in what either of them have to say about anything, no matter what. If President George Jr. writes his memoirs or has them written, I can assure you I will feel the same about him. At least Al Gore wrote his boring book, Earth and the Balance, by himself. Ted Kaczynski also has been working on a book deal, which probably won't go through because capitalism, though it has its faults, will no longer allow criminals to enjoy the fruits of crime, even if they donate their fruits to charity. It's a shame, in a way. I imagine that Kaczynski would be candid in whatever book he wrote. After all, outside of the delusions under which he labors, what does he have to lose by candor? Hillary, on the other hand, has everything to lose by total honesty and absolutely nothing to gain. I gotta go.